Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Thank you. When you receive it, read.
When the Lord burned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south, that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I have read Psalms 126, verses 1 through 6. May the Lord have blessing into the reading of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us to your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send for both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but the light is blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us the mind to see, eyes to see, and fear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and give them also a mind to see, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray for your mercy and through it forever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Amen. All right. Ladies, y'all heads, please. Y'all better do less wisdom heads.
I need to sit down, like, over here.
And I need here, I need.
That way.
We are opened up so they need head cuts. Do we have tissue? Until we have the proper cup. We need head covers. We opened up. Do you have tissue or paper towel? Yeah, there you go. Everyone. We let them have a seat and let them have a seat. Do that if you're that. Yeah. Have a seat each time.
Come on,
sit there, baby. Look it out. Look it out. Yeah. All right. Come here.
Okay. Jeremiah, Sean, Elijah, I need you to make sure that your baby's coming in the kitchen, okay?
Bring the table right here. Okay, all right, well, you can bring the table and the chair right here. You, little man, stop wandering around. Have a seat.
Right over there. There you go. Sit down.
How do you feel about it? All right, that's good for you, too. All right, then. Okay. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23 and 1. See, you start in Leviticus 23 and 1. Why? Because that's where the Father's feast days are located. That's where the Father's Sabbath
Can I be heard? Can I get a microphone check? Okay, let open up Sister Mary Nye. Okay. Did she say, okay, can you hear me? All right, good, thank you. Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1, when you receive it, read.
Leviticus 23 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein.
See, now, the Lord just lived, he said, the first thing he said, these are my feasts. They're not John's feet. You ain't got to be here. You ain't got to be here to take part in the Lord. You can do what you want to do. Or you can serve God.
Amen.
It's the feast of the Lord. All of them, the Sabbath day and today, tonight. Tonight, I should say, it's a holy convocation. And God willing, we try to have holy convocations, every holy convocation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whenever we open, when two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst, right?
Yes.
So long as we open up in the name of Jesus, there he is.
To witness and testify.
So we kept, so far, the Sabbath day, Passover,
yes.
Wave offering,
yes.
Easter Sunday.
No.
Somebody had an Easter egg. Somebody ate some Easter chocolate. Somebody raided an Easter bag. Y'all know better, right? We know better, don't we? Right?
They tried tricking me to eat their Christmas candy.
None of that. Not even after Easter, you still don't eat it.
I think Christmas.
It's been sacrificed to devil.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, amen.
Okay.
You're right.
So we celebrated the wave offering preferred over Easter Sunday.
Yes.
That's the difference. And now we're here at the last night of the week of unleavened bread, which is tonight when the sun goes out. We want to thank God.
Amen.
We want to thank God for allowing us to even be a participant in those things.
Amen.
That belong to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Continue.
Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocation, even these are my feet.
Uh-huh.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation.
Uh-huh.
Ye shall do no work therein.
Uh-huh.
It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
Continue.
These are the feasts of the Lord, even the holy convocation, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover.
And what?
The Lord's Passover.
See, now, what we have here is the Lord's Passover on the 14th day of the first month at even. Now, we had that day. We kept that. We kept that Wednesday. Right?
Yes.
We kept that Wednesday. Thursday.
Yes, sir. It was Thursday. No, he going into the time. It's about to come on to Thursday.
Right.
What he's saying, it's going to go
Friday,
into Thursday.
Thursday, stop. Thursday. Then the 15th day was Friday. And then the wave offering was Saturday night,
yep.
And now tonight is last night. You have four feast days during the week of Unleavened Bread. Do you realize that? That's all of them. Did I count the seventh day? Passover. Right?
That's true.
Okay. Sabbath, wave offering, last night. Four.
That's four.
Four. So God is good. And now, we're getting ready to wave off and set off the Pentecost, which is in June. So we're number 50 days from this week. This week coming last Sunday. Some of us is going to count from this weekend. No. That's it. So, with that being said,
verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover.
Uh-huh.
And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord.
Uh-huh.
7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
We did that. Continue.
But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the 7 days in holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work therein.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
That's good. So, verse 8, he said, on the seventh day, which is this one, he said, you shall do no servile work therein. So, at sundown tonight and tomorrow, no servile work.
Amen.
You chill. It's a holy gathering. So, with that being said, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 25, and let's pick it up in verse 1.
Leviticus 25:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard.
So look, in the seventh Sabbath, in the seventh year, everybody get a year vacation. Everybody get a whole year off. Aside from the holy Sabbath inside of your year off, everybody get a year off. And we want to sit up here and we want to say that God of Israel ways ain't better than ours. I take a year off on any time. I mean, you know, to serve the Lord, every 6 years, you get a whole year off. Now, you got a big family, so you can go stay with this uncle for a month, this one for a month. This one here for a month. This one here for 2 months. This one here. You know what I mean? Yeah. You go see all your family and all of that in that whole year. Everybody get caught up. That's really what the Father is talking about. So now, we're looking at the bigger picture. That's what it always been about, the bigger picture. What's the bigger picture? The is about the kingdom.
I agree.
And if you win, you end. Nothing will offend. There will be nothing in there that will have anything to do with sin in the Father's kingdom. If you're in his feast, you win. If you keep in his feast tonight, you're in a good place. Read on.
Verse 5. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vine undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be meat for you, for thee, and for thy servant, and for thy maid, and for thy hired servant, and for thy stranger that sojourneth with thee. And for thy cattle and for thy beasts that are in thy land shall all the increase thereof be meat. And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee. Seven times 7 years. And the space of the seventh Sabbath of the year shall be unto thee 49 years.
See that? Each Sabbath represents a day between the Sabbath.
Yes.
Which brings us to what? The Pentecost.
And the space of that Sabbath.
Read on. 7 days. Watch this.
Then shalt thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
You don't get no more unleavened than the Day of Atonement. I ain't saying you ain't got no leavening in your crib, but you sure ain't putting none in your mouth. Say what you want to say. All of your leavening ideas is out of there. If you fasting and praying, you ain't thinking about leavening. And whatever evil thought is running in your mind, you're trying to make sure it ain't lasting there.
Amen.
So, here's the thing. Only atonement, when you fast and asking God to forgive you for your sin, while you're walking in all your holiness and all the forgiveness you can ask God for, don't take that off.
Agreed.
Walk like that every day. If you can walk like that in one day, you can walk like that every day. That's how we're going to act, right? So we want to make sure this is that thing. So now the Father's going to deliver us. Here comes the Jubilee. It's the end of everything. The beginning of everything and the end at the same time. This is that thing when he said, behold, I make all things new. Read on.
Verse 9. Then shalt thou call the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
See that? So that whole, now you got another year, which is the Pentecost.
I just seen it.
You get the Pentecost off. That's a double half year, double half Sabbath year. That's the Sabbath, and that's the Sabbath.
That's a lot.
Boy, that sounds like 2 years. Every Jubilee sounds like 2 years. a complete Sabbath. We're trying to get to the kingdom. We're trying to get here. The wave offering, the week of unleavened bread, all points to this. The Jubilee. This is what we're getting to. All right? Okay. So, that being said, let's go to Deuteronomy 14. And verse 9. Read.
Deuteronomy 14 and 9.
Stop.
22. Deuteronomy 14 and 22.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn and of thy wine and of thy oil and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which the Lord thy God shall choose to set his name there, when the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen or for sheep, or for wine or for strong drink, or for whatever thy soul desire. And thou shalt eat thereof before the Lord thy God, and shalt rejoice, thou and thine household. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part, no inheritance with thee.
So, on these feast days, you're supposed to eat, rejoice, celebrate the Lord's Sabbath day. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to eat with joy. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Sabbath day. And we're going to pray that the Father have mercy on this food. So let's stand face Jerusalem and keep it closed out. We're going to pray over the food. And then we're going to get inside.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
in earth,
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread,
and
give us our debt,
and forgive us our debt,
as we forgive our debt too.
As we forgive our debt.
And lead us not.
Into temptation,
but deliver us
from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
and the glory
forever.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Selah.
Our Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Heavenly Father,
We ask that you bless this meal. We bless that you bless everything here, seeing that you prepared it for yourself. And you have us put it together for you, so we ask that you receive it at our hands. So we was only thinking of you when we did some things, so we ask these things to receive us. So in Jesus' name, Father, we ask you to give a heavenly name to bless this meal, bless this feast, and bless us for allowing us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here. So in Jesus' name, Father, thank you. Thank you. We call upon you alone, the God of the heaven established. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.